Hey there, I'm Lisa, your No BS guide to smashing debt and owning your financial future. Whether it's wiping out that mortgage, killing credit card balances, or stacking real wealth, this is your episode. Today's topic is good debt versus bad debt. How to use debt to build wealth instead of letting it make you poor. Let's dive in and make it happen. Debt has a bad reputation, and for good reason. For many people, debt means pressure, minimum payments, and years of feeling behind. But debt itself is not the enemy. The real issue is how debt is used, what it costs, and whether it moves your life forward or drags it backward. Used carelessly, debt can quietly drain your income and keep you stuck. Used wisely, it can help you buy assets, increase your earning power, build a business, and create long-term wealth. That is the difference between debt that makes you poorer and debt that helps make you richer. The goal is not to love debt or avoid it at all costs. The goal is to understand it well enough to use it deliberately. What debt really is? Debt is borrowed money that must be repaid, usually with interest. In simple terms, you are using tomorrow's income to pay for something today. That can be smart or reckless, depending on what you are buying, the terms of the loan, and your ability to repay it. Every debt has a cost. That cost is not just the monthly payment. It also includes interest, fees, risk, lost flexibility, and stress. So before taking on any debt, the real question is not, can I get approved? It is, will this debt improve my financial life after all costs are considered? That question alone can save people from years of expensive mistakes. Good debt versus bad debt, the real difference. The simplest way to think about it is this. Good debt helps you acquire something that has a strong chance of increasing your net worth or earning power over time. Bad debt is used mainly for consumption, short-term gratification, or assets that lose value quickly while costing you high interest. That said, debt is not automatically good or bad based on category alone. A mortgage can be smart, or it can become a burden. A student loan can pay off, or it can leave someone with years of payments and little return. Even business debt can go wrong if there is no plan behind it. So instead of labeling debt by type only, use four tests. Does it buy an appreciating asset or increase income? Is the interest rate and total cost reasonable? Can the payments fit comfortably into your budget? What is the downside if things do not go as planned? If you cannot answer those clearly, do not borrow yet. Examples of good debt. 1. Mortgages. A mortgage can be one of the most useful forms of debt because it allows you to buy a home without paying the full price up front. Over time, you may build equity, benefit from appreciation, and lock in housing costs more predictably than renting. But a mortgage is only good debt when the home is affordable. If the payment stretches your budget, the taxes and maintenance are ignored, or you buy based on emotion instead of math, a mortgage can become a major financial burden. A safer rule: keep total housing costs within a range your income can support comfortably, not just what a lender approves. 2. Student loans. Student loans can be a smart investment when the education leads to valuable skills, better career options, and significantly higher lifetime earnings. Borrowing to become a nurse, engineer, accountant, or tradesperson may produce a strong return. But not every degree creates the same financial outcome. Borrowing heavily for a program with weak job prospects can turn good debt into years of strain. The smart approach is to compare total borrowing against likely starting income and job demand before signing anything. 3. Business loans. A business loan can be powerful when it funds equipment, inventory, marketing, systems, or expansion that increases profit. The best business debt is tied directly to a clear path toward more revenue. The danger comes when people borrow without projections, without cash reserves, or without understanding how long it may take to become profitable. Debt does not fix a weak business model, it magnifies it. Examples of bad debt. 1. Credit card debt. Credit card debt is one of the most damaging types of debt because interest rates are often extremely high. Buying everyday wants, clothes, dining out, gadgets, or vacations on a card, and carrying the balance month to month is a classic way to lose financial ground. The problem is not the card itself. The problem is using expensive debt to fund a lifestyle your income cannot support. 2. Payday loans. Payday loans are among the worst forms of borrowing. They are marketed as quick relief, but often trap people in repeat borrowing through huge fees and short repayment windows. They solve a cash problem for a few days, while creating a larger one for months. 3. Debt for depreciating luxury. Financing luxury cars, designer goods, or status purchases usually works against wealth building. These items often lose value quickly while the payments continue. You end up paying interest on something worth less every month. The debt decision framework. Before taking any loan, pause and ask, what exactly am I buying? Will it produce income, increase value, or improve my earning power? What is the full cost, not just the monthly payment? Can I still manage this payment if income drops? What opportunity am I giving up by taking this debt? If the debt does not clearly improve your long-term position, be cautious. How to use debt wisely to build wealth. First, protect your base. Have an emergency fund before taking on aggressive financial risk. Even a good loan becomes dangerous if one unexpected expense throws you off. Second, borrow with a purpose. Debt should be attached to a specific plan, not vague hope. If you borrow for a business, know how the money will generate return. If you borrow for education, know what job path it supports. Third, keep your debt load manageable. A healthy debt-to-income ratio matters because it protects your cash flow. Wealth is not just about assets, it is also about breathing room. Fourth, compare options. Interest rates, repayment terms, fees, and flexibility vary widely. A rushed borrower usually overpays. Fifth, understand leverage. Leverage can multiply gains, but it also multiplies losses. Borrowed money increases risk. That does not mean avoid it, it means respect it. How to keep good debt from turning bad? This is where many people slip. A useful loan can still become harmful if it is mismanaged. Do not borrow the maximum offered. Build repayment into your budget before signing. Review worst-case scenarios. Avoid variable rate debt unless you understand the risk. Make extra principal payments when possible. Refinance carefully when lower rates genuinely improve the loan. Track your net worth, not just your payments. Good debt should strengthen your finances over time. If it constantly stresses your budget, it may no longer be serving you. How to get out of bad debt? If you already have bad debt, the path forward is still clear. List every debt. Balance, rate, minimum payment, due date. Stop adding new consumer debt. Choose a payoff strategy. The avalanche method saves the most money by attacking the highest interest rate first. The snowball method builds momentum by paying off the smallest balance first. Call lenders and ask for lower rates, hardship plans, or structured payment options. Increase cash flow if possible through side income, expense cuts, or selling unused items. Use windfalls like bonuses or tax refunds intentionally. If needed, speak with a nonprofit credit counselor. The biggest mistake is delay. Bad debt becomes more expensive the longer it stays. A better way to think about debt: that debt is not a moral issue, it is a financial tool. A hammer can build a house or break a window. Debt works the same way. People build wealth not because they borrow blindly, but because they borrow carefully, for the right reasons, and with a plan to make the debt productive. The question is never simply whether you have debt. The real question is whether your debt is buying freedom later or stealing it from you now. When debt funds assets, skills, or business growth, it can help create wealth. When it funds consumption, image, or habits you cannot afford, it usually does the opposite. The smartest borrowers are not impressed by easy approval. They are focused on return, risk, and control. If you learn that distinction, debt stops being something that happens to you. It becomes something you manage on purpose.
You won't believe what I just found out. Check this out, my neighbor asked me a few days ago. Are you paying off your mortgage the old school way or the new way? I said, what you are talking about? He tells me the old way, 30 years of mortgage payments with over $300,000 just in interest, or the new way. There is a financial program that Debt Free Made Easy offers, which enables anyone to pay off their 30-year mortgage in just 5 to 7 years and save more than $190,000 in interest. Really, yes, I am for real 100% guaranteed. Here's the best part. There's no refinancing, no changes to your budget, and no changes to your lifestyle. Incredible. I was curious, so I checked it out for myself. The results? My 30-year mortgage and all my other debts will be completely eliminated in just 7.4 years, and I'll save over $219,000 in interest, which goes back into my pocket. I will be debt-free and living life on my own terms. Listen to me. If you're trapped in the old way, see how much time and money Debt-Free Made Easy can save you. It's quick, easy, and life-changing. The banks do not want you to know this, but don't let them know I told you. The secret is out. Scan the code or click the link below and start getting some of this money back today.
Every debt problem covered in this episode. You have watched us so far. Now here is exactly what to do next, depending on where you are financially right now. Find your situation, follow the steps, and use the resources listed. Everything here is free or low cost. Step 1. Know where you stand right now. Before fixing anything, you need a clear picture of your complete financial situation. Action. Write down every debt you have, the lender name, balance, interest rate, minimum payment, and due date. Calculate your debt-to-income ratio by dividing your total monthly debt payments by your gross monthly income. A ratio above 36% is a warning sign. Check your credit score for free at annualcreditreport.com. This is the only federally authorized free credit report site. Also check your score free at creditkarma.com or through your bank's app. Why this matters. You cannot make a smart plan without knowing the full picture. Most people are vaguely stressed about debt, but have never actually looked at the real numbers in one place. Step 2. Identify which of your debts are good or bad. Use the framework from the article to evaluate every debt you hold. Action. For each debt, ask, is this debt buying something that grows in value or increases my income? If yes, it may be good debt worth managing strategically. If no, it is likely bad debt to eliminate as quickly as possible. Use the free debt evaluation worksheet at consumerfinance.gov. Search debt in their tools section. Use the loan cost calculator at bankrate.com/loans/personal-loans/personal-loan-calculator to see exactly what any debt is costing you in total interest. Step 3. Tackle high-interest bad debt first. Credit cards, payday loans, and high-interest personal loans need to go. Here is how to start. Action. Choose your payoff method. Avalanche method. Pay minimums on everything. Put all extra money toward the highest interest rate debt first. Saves the most money overall. Snowball method. Pay minimums on everything. Put all extra money toward the smallest balance first. Builds momentum faster. Use the free debt payoff calculator at undebt.it to map out your exact payoff timeline using either method. Call your credit card company and ask directly for a lower interest rate. This works more often than people expect. The number is on the back of your card. If you have payday loan debt, contact your state's financial regulator to understand your rights. Find your state regulator at csbs.org/regulators. Step 4. Get free professional help if you are overwhelmed. You do not have to figure this out alone, and legitimate help is available at no cost. Resources: Debt Free Made Simple website, debtfreemadesimple.com. Phone: 1203-606-3555. With over 20 years of industry experience, our dedicated team crafts personalized strategies to tackle credit card debt, mortgages, student loans, and more. Discover how our expert guidance can transform your financial future and reduce stress. Start your journey to lasting stability today. National Foundation for Credit Counseling website, nfcc.org. Phone 1-800-388-2227. Offers free and low-cost nonprofit credit counseling. They help with debt management plans, budgeting, and negotiating with creditors. This is not a debt settlement company. It is a legitimate nonprofit. HUD-approved housing counselors website, hud.gov/counseling. Phone 1-800-569-4287. If your debt issues involve your mortgage or risk of foreclosure, call this number. Counselors are HUD certified and the service is free. Consumer Financial Protection Bureau website, consumerfinance.gov. Phone 1-855-411-2372. You can file complaints against lenders, get free financial tools, and access guides on every type of debt. This is one of the most underused resources available to American consumers. Step 5. Handle mortgage debt specifically. If your mortgage feels unmanageable or you want to pay it off faster, here's what to do. Action. Contact your mortgage servicer directly and ask about hardship programs, forbearance options, or loan modification. The number is on your monthly statement. Check refinancing options at bankrate.com/mortgages or nerdwallet.com/mortgages. Compare at least 3 lenders before deciding. Use the mortgage payoff calculator at mortgagecalculator.org to see how one extra payment per year affects your timeline and total interest paid. If you are at risk of foreclosure, contact the Homeowner Assistance Fund program through your state housing agency. Find your state's program at consumerfinance.gov/HAF. Step 6. Address student loan debt. Student loan debt has specific tools and protections that many borrowers never use. Action. Log into your federal student loan account at studentaid.gov to see all your loans, servicers, and balances in one place. Apply for an income-driven repayment plan at studentaid.gov/IDR. This caps your monthly payment based on income. Check forgiveness program eligibility, including public service loan forgiveness, at studentaid.gov/PSLF. For private student loans, call your servicer and ask about refinancing or hardship options. Compare private refinancing rates at credible.com. Contact your state's student loan ombudsman if you have a dispute. Find yours through studentaid.gov/feedback-center. Step 7. Protect yourself from predatory lenders. If you are looking for a loan or have concerns about your current lender, verify everything before signing. Action. Check any lender's license and complaint history at nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is the National Mortgage and Lending Registry. Avoid payday lenders entirely. Instead, look for community development financial institutions that offer small emergency loans at fair rates. Find one near you at cdfifund.gov/cdfi-fund-data. Credit unions also offer emergency and small personal loans at far lower rates than payday products. Find a credit union you can join at mycreditunion.gov. Before signing any loan, request the full loan estimate document and read the APR, total interest, all fees, and prepayment penalties. The CFPB has a free guide to understanding loan documents at consumerfinance.gov/consumer-tools/mortgages. Step 8. Build a buffer before taking on good debt. If you are planning to use debt strategically to build wealth, protect yourself first. Action. Build an emergency fund covering 3 to 6 months of essential expenses before leveraging debt for investment purposes. Open a high-yield savings account for your emergency fund at institutions like ally.com, marcus.com, or discover.com/online-banking/savings. These typically offer significantly higher interest rates than traditional banks. Once your buffer is in place, revisit the good debt options: rental real estate, business financing, or education that supports a specific career goal. Step 9. Use business loan resources if you are entrepreneurial. If you are considering business debt to grow income, use legitimate resources to borrow smartly. Action: visit SBA.gov for government-backed small business loan programs with competitive rates and structured terms. Get free mentoring from experienced business professionals at score.org before taking on business debt. Mentors help you evaluate whether borrowing makes sense for your specific situation. Apply for a microloan through axion.org if you need a smaller amount to start or grow a business. Loans start as low as a few hundred dollars with fair terms. Step 10. Track your progress and net worth monthly. The final step is building the habit of measuring your financial health over time. Action: use a free net worth tracker at personalcapital.com or mint.com to connect your accounts and see total assets minus total liabilities in real time. Set a monthly date with yourself, 20 to 30 minutes, to review balances, track payoff progress, and confirm you are staying within your budget. Revisit your debt-to-income ratio every 6 months. As bad debt decreases and income grows, your financial flexibility increases significantly. Educate yourself continuously. The CFPB's Learning Center at consumerfinance.gov/consumer-tools covers every major financial topic in plain language for free. If you have any questions or need the sign-up link, feel free to text us at 203-606-3555. It's much easier to reach us by text message and allow us 2 to 12 hours to respond. You can also visit our website, www.debtfreemadesimple.com, for more information. If you're watching our podcast, please like, share, and don't forget to leave a comment about what you'd like us to cover next. I'm Lisa. Subscribe and see you soon. You've got this.
We can eliminate all your debt. Now you know, the rest is up to you. What are you waiting for?